This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Nearly 2,000 soldiers from Fort Carson are deploying to Iraq this week. Here's CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce.
While the U.S. military marked the end of a 20-year presence in Afghanistan this week, the Pentagon is still rotating teams of soldiers over to Iraq, even though that war is also technically over. The mission in Iraq now has been fighting ISIS there since 2014. The Fort Carson soldiers of the 1st Striker Brigade Combat Team will be serving in at least four different countries during the deployment, including Iraq. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
At former Governor Dick Lamb's memorial yesterday, friends, family, and former students reflected on his life and legacy. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
In 1987, during Lamb's last year as governor, Uriel Barham was not even born yet. His mother had arrived in Denver from rural Mexico around the same time. 25 years later, they met when Barham took Lamb's class at the University of Denver. While Lamb struggled to pronounce Barham's name, they clicked instantly. Lamb left a lasting impression on Barham and a lesson that he carries with him.
The only way to predict the future is to design it.
Lamb was not without controversy, especially after comments he made about the negative impacts of immigration in the state. Still, Barham says he admired the former governor. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
The state health department says it will use $173 million of federal money to fund a new COVID-19 testing program for K-12 schools. Participation is free and voluntary for all students and staff, regardless of their vaccination status. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment has contracted private vendors to provide testing resources and process results. This is CPR and KRCC. Thanks for listening.